我们要继续昨天啊来查考啊腓立比书中啊喜乐的人生。
Today we'll continue the topic from yesterday of the book of finding joy in life through the book of Philippians.
我们每一个人都希望活得很快乐。
We all want to live a happy life.
啊，所以我们每一天也都是在追求快乐。
So every day we pursue happiness.
用各种不同的方法在追求。
We seek all sorts of ways to find happiness.
借着钱财的堆积。
Through the accumulation of wealth,
娱乐器材的购买
through the purchase of different forms of entertainment,
还有参加各种不同的休闲活动
through the attendance of various recreational activities,
让我们自己得到快乐
and we seek happiness.
但是圣经提供我们另一条路可以追求喜乐
but the Bible shows us another path to seek happiness.
这个是很特别的
and this is a very special thing.
这一条路是跟我们信仰有关的。
This path has to do with our faith.
那我们昨天在腓立比书一章里面提到快乐的两种方式。
Yesterday we spoke of two different types of joy.
第一个就是要有爱。
And two different ways to have joy. And first is by having love.
当我们有爱，我们喜乐会增加。
Once we have love, then our joy will increase.
因为爱会让我们去关心别人。
Because love will lead us to look out for others.
当我们看到我们所关心的人那不断在成长得神的恩典这就是我们的满足我们的喜乐
and when we see those that we love seek God then we will be satisfied and we will be filled with joy
那第二个喜乐的来源就是对圣工的投入
and the second source of joy is through involvement in the holy work
对保罗来说就是传福音
and for Paul this is preaching the gospel
甚至为着福音被下到监牢
He was imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
但是他看到，因为他下监牢，福音被传开，他在监牢里面充满着喜乐。
But he was filled with joy because he knew that his imprisonment led to the spread of the gospel.
好，我们昨天晚上有六个慕道朋友。
Last night we had six visitors.
差不多全部都到前面来祷告。
And pretty much all of them came forward to pray.
有的祷告深受感动。
Some were moved in their prayers.
我想很多人看到这么多慕道朋友来，心里一定很感动。
And I'm sure that many of us who saw these visitors were greatly moved by their presence.
这个就是一种喜乐的来源。
And this is a wellspring of joy.
我们看到神的工作一直在进展。
We see the progression of God's work.
我们所做的工蒙神祝福。
We see our work for the Lord being blessed.
这个就是我们的满足。
And this is our satisfaction.
所以如果我们要喜乐增加
So if we want to increase our joy,
要多多爱别人
then we need to love others more.
要多多参与圣工
We need to be more involved in holy work.
那我们就有世界上所没有的那一种喜乐
Then we will receive the type of joy that the world does not possess.
好，那我们继续再来看腓立比书
Let us continue in the book of Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1.
23节
Verse 23.
我既然这样深信就仍知道要住在世间且与你们众人同住使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐26节
26.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐因我再到你们那里就越发增加保罗在监牢里面他知道自己可能会死
When Paul was in prison, he knew that he was probably going to die.
因为逼迫太大。
Because the persecution was too great.
但是他在监牢里面有一个觉悟。
But then he made a resolution while he was in prison.
就是如果从21节开始读。
From verse 21.
他说他不知道应该挑选什么。
That he does not know how to choose.
所以他在两难之间。
So he is...In the midst of two decisions.
什么是两难呢
And so two difficulties.
对保罗来讲我不晓得是活着好还是死好。
He doesn't know if it's better to live or to die.
我想这个问题可能没有我们没有想过这个问题。
We probably haven't thought about this.
我们大家都想要活。
Most of us want to live.
再痛苦也要活。
No matter how painful it is, we still want to live.
我一次我到医院去看一个病人。
I once went to the hospital to visit a patient.
我忽然间认不出他来。
And I suddenly couldn't recognize this person.
他这个脸变成好像这个桌子的颜色。
His face had the color of this pulpit.
眼睛失明。
His eyes lost any vision.
鼻孔都流血。
His nose bled.
因为医生用很强的药来 杀他身上的癌症。
Because the doctor was using very strong medicine to kill the cancer in his body.
但是在这么痛苦当中，他还是想要活下去。
Even in such great agony, he still wanted to survive.
所以我们大家都想要活，不想要死。
All of us want to live and not die.
但是对保罗来讲
，But for Paul,
他说活很好。
He says to live is gain.
死也不错。
Live is, but to die is also gain.
所以我们可以看出来，保罗这个人生是很超越的。
So we can see how he surpassed the things of this world.
我们人啊，不会喜乐，就是因为没有办法超越。
The reason why we cannot have joy is because we cannot look beyond what is here.
那在腓立比书里面，我们看保罗的超越，你就发现为什么他会喜乐。
And when we see how Paul has surpassed things in this world, then we can see why he can be joyful.
如果你一定要活，你不想死，那死来到了你就很痛苦。
If you do not, if you only want to live and not die, then when death comes, then you will be in pain.
那如果你没有办法不死，那死亡好像咒诅一样。
If you have no choice but to die, then this death feels like a curse.
所以怎么让我们能够超越？死也好，活也好，都没有关系。
So how do we supersede these things and feel that it is okay whether we live or die?
如果生死你都可以超越了啊，世界上都看开了。
If you can accept both life and death, then you can look past all things.
那这个秘诀在哪里？
And where is the secret?
你就要像保罗一样。
We must be like Paul.
死是怎么一回事？
What is death?
24节。
In verse 24.
然后我住在身内活着，与你们啊、，OK 的23节啊。
23.
正在两难中间，情愿离开世界与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。这里说离开世界与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
Here it says to depart and be with Christ, it is far better.
所以死就是跟主耶稣同在。
So if we die, it means that we can be with Christ.
我们今天早祷会的时候有查考圣经啊，主耶稣变貌。
In our morning service prayer, we had spoken of the transfiguration.
忽然间呢、啊，在山上主耶稣容貌放光，衣服洁白。
Jesus Christ on the mountain suddenly transfigured and he began to glow and his clothing was white.
他把那个神的荣耀显现出来。
He shone with the glory of God.
衣服也发光。
His clothing shone.
神本身就是光。
Because God is light.
他是荣耀的。
He is glorious.
而且他的光含有生命，含有能力。
The light contains life and power.
不是太阳这个光。
It is not just the light that comes from the sun.
也不是说一个人看起来很健康，脸上有光。
It is not the glow that comes from good health.
是神那个生命的光，荣耀的光。
But this is the light that shines from God.
那彼得本来在打瞌睡。
Peter at that time was originally sleeping.
他醒过来看到耶稣变貌。
But when he awoke and he saw how Jesus had transfigured,
非常满足。
He was greatly satisfied.
在山上什么都没有。
Even though he had nothing,
他希望永远住在那里。
He didn't want anything else. He just wanted to live there forever because he had seen Jesus transfigured.
我们将来有一件事情是你一生当中最大的满足。
In the future, there is one thing that will lead to the greatest satisfaction.
就是你到天国以后。
That is when we enter heaven.
面对面看到神。
And we see Jesus Christ face to face.
我们现在不管怎么解释神。
No matter how we explain Christ.
你没有办法完全解释神。
We cannot completely explain him.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有肉体。
Because we are of the flesh.
有肉体就有限制。
And if we are of the flesh, then we are limited.
那神是灵，他没有限制。
But God is spirit, he has no limitation.
所以我们这个有限制的肉体在认识神，圣经说好像镜子看模模糊糊。
So for us of flesh to understand Christ, it is as though we were looking to a mirror that is unclear.
以前的镜子是铜做的，所以模模糊糊。
The mirrors of the days of past used to be made of copper, so it was very unclear.
因为带有肉体有一个限制。
And because we are made of flesh, we are limited.
那将来我们改变成为灵体。
But one day when we become the spirit,
那就没有限制。
Then we have no limitations.
就在灵界里面，你可以看到神。
In the spiritual realm, we can see God.
我们所爱的神。
The God that we love.
爱我们的神。
The God that loves us.
看到他。
We can see him.
他的荣光照耀。
We can see his glorious light shine.
那你就完全满足了。
And we will be fully satisfied.
所以为什么保罗觉得死也很好？
So why does Paul think that it is good to die?
死很好，不只是说解脱世上的痛苦。
Death is good not only because he gets to depart from the suffering of this world.
更重要是死很好，因为你在天国看到神那种满足，你在地上没有。
But it is good to die because then he can be with Christ and receive that satisfaction that does not exist in this world.
所以我们人遇到很多事情，你如果把它想说大不了一死。
So if we encounter all sorts of things in the world and say, it might be better just to die.
那死了跟主耶稣同在。
Because then when we die, then we can be with Christ.
如果这个想通了。
If we can understand this,
死也没有关系。
Then death is fine.
所以对保罗来讲，他两难，我死好呢，还是活好呢？
So that's why Paul is hard pressed because to live and to die are both good.
但是啊，他觉得说，哦，他还会活着。
But he felt that he would still continue to live.
为什么？
Why?
因为神还有工作要他做。
Because God still had tasks for him to do.
也就是神要叫他的工作还没有做完呢，所以他不会死。
Because there was still more work for him to do, then God will not allow him to die yet.
这个是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
我们来到世界上好像在戏台上演戏。
We come into this world as though we come to the stage.
那每一个人呢，都有他的角色。
Each of us has a different role to play.
那每一个人都有他应该演的这个部分。
And every person has a role that they must act out.
有的是演两个小时。
Some people may act for 2 hours.
有的只演两分钟。
Some may be there for 2 minutes.
有的只是演二十分钟。
Some may play their role for 20 minutes.
所以每一个人在这个世界上长短不一样。
So we are all here for different lengths of time.
但是上台这个是神叫你上去的。
But when we enter the stage, God instructs us to enter the stage.
那你什么时候下台呢？
So what time do we get off of the stage?
你的戏演完你就下台。
It is when you complete your role, then you exit the stage.
所以神让我们活着，我们要自觉到底神要我做什么。
So when we are living, we need to be clear as to what God wants us to do.
如果那个工作还没有做完。
If we are not done with our task.
你包括生病，你包括车祸撞到，不会死，因为神的工作还没有完。
It doesn't matter if you are sick or if you get into a car accident because you will not die because God's work is not done.
我们教会有一个长子。
Now we once had an elder.
他在这个心脏手术，这个动了七条手术。
He had to go through 7 heart surgeries.
这个七十几岁。
He was 70 some years old.
手术完比以前更健康。
But after his surgery, he was healthier than before.
手术完过了一个月两个月，他开 NCC， 他就被选做主席。在 NCC 啊。
So a couple months after there was the NCC, and he was elected to be the
chairperson.
The chairperson.
因为神有工作要他做。
Because God still had work for him to do.
所以神让他很健康。
So God gave him his health again.
保罗很清楚知道神还有工作要他做，所以他虽然在监牢里面不会死。
Paul was clear that God still had work for him to do, so he knew that even if he was in prison, he will not die.
那活着要做什么？
So what was his reason for living?
我们看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。我在肉身活着是为你们，不是为我，是为你们。至于我回到天国去可以的很好。
So for him, he realizes that to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So he is living for the people, not for himself, because he's better off if he died and went to heaven.
所以有时候我们全家还没有信主啊，为什么主耶稣让我们活着呢？
So perhaps we may have family members who have not believed, then why does God allow us to continue living?
主耶稣要你活着，要叫你带全家信主。
He wants you to continue living so that you can bring your family to believe.
那如果你一直都没有这个自觉，
But if you never have this awareness,
主耶稣一直等，一直等，全家信主，你怎么都没有动静啊？
And God is waiting and waiting and wondering, how come you don't bring your family to church?
等到不得已，好了，回来。
And you might realize, oh, forget this, and he'll take you home.
神让我们有工作要做啊。
But God gives us work to do.
所以我肉身活着是为你们，是为你们，不是为我，为你们。
So he remains in the flesh because it's more needful to you, not for me. 所以有时候
神让我们活着是为着我们家庭。
Sometimes God lets us live for the sake of our family.
因为我们家庭信仰还没有建立啊。
If our family's faith is not established.
那我们这样就去了。
And then we leave.
我们全家都没有得救。
Then our whole family is not saved.
或者虽然有得救，信仰不冷不热，这怎么办呢？
Or if they have believed, but then their faith is lukewarm, then how can this be okay?
我们死的不是一个一个被魔鬼吞掉吗？
Because if we die, then one by one they will be swallowed by the devil.
所以有一些人他很有自觉。
Some people live with great awareness.
天天早上起来祷告。
Every morning they wake up and they pray.
为他的孩子，为他的孙子祷告。
They pray for the children and grandchildren.
他知道神让他活着就是有这个目的。
Because they know that this is the purpose of their living.
所以他很认真祷告。
So they focus on their prayer.
求神保守。
And ask God to listen.
他的孩子，他的孙子。
So that to protect their children and grandchildren.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
我们大家都很喜欢活得很长。
We all want to live a long life.
但是竹竿也很长啊。
But then branches are also long.
里面是空的。
But it's empty.
什么都没有。
There's nothing in a branch.
好像现在一篇文章。
Now if you were to write an article.
这个读者文摘文章不是很长啊。
Or like a Reader's Digest article, which is not very long.
但是有时候是 一本书把它浓缩做几页，就这样而已。
Sometimes they will condense an entire novel into a couple pages.
但是那个几页很精彩。
But those couple pages are very exciting.
所以神要我们活得很精彩。
So God wants us to live an exciting life.
每一天
or every day,
都活得很有价值。
Is very valuable.
很有意义。
Very meaningful.
那怎么很活得很有价值，很有意义？
How do we live a valuable and meaningful life?
就是要明白神要我做什么。
It is by understanding what God's purpose for us.
保罗知道神要叫他做什么。
Paul knew what God wanted him to do.
不是我很怕死，所以说我不要死。
It's not that he was afraid of death and says, oh, I don't want to die.
主啊，死很好，我可以跟你同在。
But God, Paul felt that, oh, it's good for me to die, then I can be with you.
我现在关到监牢，不会死。
But I know that I'm in prison right now, but I will not die.
为着众信徒。
Because it is for the sake of the believers.
我们看25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
我这样深信，就仍要住在世间，与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
26.
所以保罗要帮助当时这个信徒啊，又在信仰上又长进又喜乐。
So Paul was there so that he can help the believers progress in their joy of faith.
所以这里看到信仰如果长进，我们的喜乐会增加。
So if our faith improves, then our joy will increase.
所以我们怎么样有一个喜乐的人生呢？
How do we have a joyful life?
就是你信仰要进步，你的喜乐就增加。
It's by improving your faith. Once you do so, then your joy will increase.
为什么你刚刚信耶稣很喜乐，现在信越久越没有喜乐呢？
Why is it that you were so joyful when you first came to believe, but the longer you believe, the less joy you have?
可能你的信仰已经在开倒车了。
It's perhaps because your faith is backtracking.
那如果我们信仰一直在进步，
But if we continue to improve in our faith,
喜乐会增加。
Then our joy will increase.
所以什么叫做在地如天？
So how does it mean to be as earth as it is in heaven?
我们有一句话说在地如天。
So what does it mean?
天国很好。
Heaven is good.
但是不是你去到天国你才能够感受那里很好。
But it doesn't mean that you have to go to heaven before you can feel that it is good.
在地上你就可以尝到天国的滋味。
Even on earth, you can feel what it is like to be in heaven.
那你怎么在地上尝到天国的滋味呢？
So how do we experience heaven while on this earth?
就是信仰要进步。
By improving your faith.
信仰进步了，你在地上你就可以感受天国的好。
Once we improve our faith, then we can experience the goodness of heaven on earth.
我们知道主耶稣出来传道了，第一句话是什么？
What was the first word spoken by Jesus Christ when he came to this world to preach?
天国近了。
Said that that heaven is near.
什么叫天国近？
What does it mean that heaven is near?
天国本来离开我们很远了。
Heaven used to be far, far away.
那现在主耶稣要把天国带到地上来。
But today Jesus Christ is bringing heaven to earth.
以前人把美国看作天国。
People used to think of the U.S. as heaven.
但是我诸位，你来到这里，美国是天国吗？
But all of you who are here in the U.S., do you feel like it's heaven?
生老病死都有。
People still get old and people still die.
所以美国不是天国。
So heaven is not, the U.S. is not heaven.
天国在哪里？
So where is heaven?
地上你找不到天国。
You can't find heaven on earth.
因为人的国度怎么有可能变成天国？
How can man's kingdom become heaven?
有太多问题我们没有办法解决。
There's too many problems that we cannot solve.
所以美国不是天国。
So the U.S. is not heaven.
但是主耶稣把天国从地上带下。
But Jesus Christ did bring heaven onto earth.
请问主耶稣带那个天国是什么？
So what is this heaven that Jesus Christ brought?
我们看罗马书。
Let's look in the book of Romans.
罗马书。
Romans.
14章。
Verse 14, chapter 14.
罗马书14章。
Romans chapter 14.
17节。
Verse 17.
罗马书14章17节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那个天国就是神的国。
So heaven is God's kingdom.
有人问主耶稣，你的国在哪里？
Someone once asked Jesus Christ, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
Jesus Christ responded saying, God's kingdom is in your heart.
所以什么叫做信仰进步？
So what does it mean to improve your faith?
信仰进步就是让神的国在你身上实现。
Improving your faith means allowing God's kingdom to abide in you.
这个叫做信仰进步。
That's what it means to improve your faith.
那我们看神的国有三个特色。
Then we can continue to look at the three characteristics of God's kingdom.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
It says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
就是说不是靠遵守那个吃喝那个条例来 来得到的。
In other words, it doesn't come by abiding in the laws of eating and drinking.
啊，或者说不是在追求这个吃喝肉体的满足。
Or by seeking satisfaction by eating and drinking.
啊，那神的国在乎公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
But the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is no sin.
因为每一件事情就是对的啊。
Because everything that you do is right.
那个就是没有罪。
Then you have no sin.
好。你现在看了我们一个家庭里面呢
？Let's think in a family.
啊，如果常常发脾气
，If we often get angry.
啊，圣经说发脾气就是罪。
The Bible tells us that anger is sin.
那你常常发脾气，你家庭怎么会有喜乐呢
？So if you're all constantly angry, then how can there be joy in your family?
哦，所以这个神的国一实现呢，你不会发脾气。
When the kingdom of God comes, then you will not be angry.
哦，因为神会改变我们。
Because God will change us.
你看主耶稣在世界上很少发脾气。
Jesus Christ, when he was living in this world, barely grew angry.
哦，大概只有一次两次。
Perhaps there was that one or two times. 其实他
遇到很多困难，很多人在逼迫他。
He faced many difficulties and people persecuted him.
哦，因为他有神的这个神性在里面。
But because he had God's likeness in him.
神性是爱的。
God's likeness is love.
爱是不轻易发怒的。
And love does not anger.
如果神像我们一样。
If God is like us.
哦，有的是每个礼拜发脾气。
Then he might grow angry weekly.
有的是每天发脾气。
Or some may grow angry every
day. 有的是几小时发脾气。
Some may grow angry every few hours.
如果神像我们一样。
If God is like us.
今天你还在吗？
Will we still be alive?
我们还在吗？
Will we still live?
我们都不在了。
No, we would not.
神一发脾气，你还受得了吗？
Because if every time God grew angry, would we be able to withstand it?
神不轻易发怒。
But God is slow to anger.
轻易发怒就是罪。
Anger is sin.
所以当神的国临到我们内心
，When God's kingdom enters our hearts,
不会发脾气
，and we will not grow angry.
那你想想看，这个家庭就开始就不一样。
Then you'll see how the family will change.
神的国一实现
，Once the kingdom of God appears,
你不会被罪捆绑。
Then we will not be tied down by sin.
你知道罪怎么捆绑我们吗
？How does sin tie us down?
罪不是说拿一条绳子这样捆你啊。
Sin does not just wrap us around with a rope.
罪常常是借着你觉得很快乐的事情在捆你。
Sin binds us by the things that we find enjoyment in doing.
啊，饭后一支烟，快乐像食神仙。
So
讲得很好听啊。
You might be happy when you're taking a cigarette after you eat.
但是当你在抽烟的时候
，But when you are smoking,
你已经被捆住了。
Then you have become bound.
你去照照看，那个肺都是黑的。
Because you'll see that your lungs turn black.
本来要活80年的，哎，主耶稣怎么70岁就来了？抽烟太多。
Perhaps you were originally intended to live for 80 years, but then God might wonder, how come you're here at age 70?
圣经说不可以杀人啊。
So the Bible tells us that thou must not kill.
你抽烟就是杀自己啊。
But if you're smoking, then you kill yourself.
这个也是罪啊。
So that's sin.
那神国一临到。
Once the kingdom of God arrives.
神的能力临到你。
When God's power enters you.
自然就不会想抽，不是说想得要死啊，只是说信耶稣不可以抽，说不是这样。
Then you will naturally lose your desire to smoke. It's not that you force yourself to not smoke.
神的能力临到你得自由了，不会抽。
But once God's power enters you, then you will be freed.
神的国临到。
Once the kingdom of God arrives,
你不会想要赌博。
Then you will no longer have desire to gamble.
神的国一临到。
Once kingdom of God appears,
你不会想要醉酒。
Then you will no longer want to drink.
得自由了。
Because you're free.
有一次我一个青年我遇到他。
Once I met this youth.
我知道他用 drug.
I knew that he used drugs.
然后就问他你到底用 drug 有什么感觉
？So I asked him. So what does it feel like to use drugs?
他开始觉得心里很空虚。
At first he said he felt very empty in his heart.
然后朋友介绍，所以他就去试试看。
So then his friends introduced him to the drugs, and he decided to try it.
问他那。Drug 开始发作什么感觉
？So I said, what does it feel like when the drug starts to take effect?
他说好像魂游向外，进入第三层天。
He said it's as if you just enter this third heaven.
但是他说，当那个 drug 过去以后
，But as soon as the effect wears off,
他心里的忧那个空虚跟痛苦比没有用药以前更大。
The emptiness and the pain that is in your heart is even greater than before you started using the drugs.
所以我们看现在的很多人其实物质丰富，什么都有。
So if we look at people today, many of us probably have everything.
但是心灵的空虚没有办法解决。
But we can't solve the problem of the emptiness in our own hearts.
到最后你要去找刺激啊。
So you end up seeking for stimulation.
那你找刺激只有更强的这个药，或者喝更多的酒。
So the stimulation often comes in the form of drugs or alcohol.
这个也没有办法解决啊。
So we can't solve this problem.
但是神的国里面，我们看这第三点，十七节。
Look at the third aspect of God's kingdom.
还有圣灵中的喜乐。
There's peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个很奇妙啊！圣经说不要醉酒。
The Bible tells us that do not indulge in drink.
酒能够使人放荡。
Because drink will lead to revelry.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Rather, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个写圣经的人怎么把酒跟圣灵连在一起呢？
Well, why would the writer in this Bible passage connect alcohol use and the Holy Spirit?
使徒行传第二章在写当初刚刚得圣灵的时候。
Acts chapter 2 records how when they first received the Holy Spirit,
他们以为他在醉酒了。
They thought that people were drunk.
为什么？
Why?
因为听他们讲一种听不懂的话来。
Because they were speaking in a tongue that no one understood.
好像醉酒。
As if they were drunk.
但是圣经把圣灵跟酒放在一起最重要不是那个原因。
But the most important reason why the Bible connects drinking and the Holy Spirit is not because of that.
醉酒是一种解除你的忧闷的一种方法。
Drunkenness is one way to take away your weariness.
但是这个醉酒本身并没有办法真的解决你的问题。
But drunkenness cannot solve any problems.
但是我们心灵那个忧闷啊，有一个解决的方法。
But there's one way to solve this weariness in your heart.
就是那个神的灵浇灌在我们里面。
It is by being filled with the God's Spirit.
因为神的灵叫做安慰者。
God's Spirit is a great comforter.
我们人可以安慰，但这个安慰都很表面。
Man can comfort, but what we do is only on a surface level.
比方说一个人离世了。
For example, if someone passes away,
你怎么去安慰他？
How do you go comfort them?
看开一点，怎么看开法？你告诉我。
Oh, just look up, you know, look beyond it. How do you do that?
你没有办法安慰的。
There's no way we can comfort.
但是你得圣灵。
But if we receive the Holy Spirit,
当一个人被圣灵充满。
Well, a person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
神安慰了他。
Then God will be comforted.
因为神的灵有能力。
Because God's Spirit has power.
所以可以把他的愁苦拿掉。
To take away the grief.
可以补足他心里的空虚。
To replace the emptiness.
所以虽然肉体觉得很舍不得。
So even though you might feel that you miss the person.
但是心灵不会忧伤。
But your heart, your spirit will not grieve.
这个叫做真正的安慰。
Because that is true comfort.
这个是从圣灵来的。
And this is a comfort that comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以今天神是给我们这个圣灵。
Today God has given us the Holy Spirit.
是要从根本上去满足我们的心。
So that our hearts can be satisfied from its root.
为什么现在人啊，你看哦，物质生活越来越高，但是哦，精神科医生啊，吃这个安眠药的镇定剂的越来越多。
So why is it that even though we have more and more, but the use of antidepressants and other forms of antipsychotic drugs has increased?
主要就是心灵有问题。
It is because there are mental issues.
所以这个告诉我们哦，物质生活水准的提高不是心灵满足的保证。
So a rise in our standard of living is not a guarantee of satisfaction in our hearts.
我们先来看诗篇第三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 3.
诗篇第四篇
Psalm number
第四篇
Psalm number 4 rather
第七节
Number 4 verse 7
第四篇第七节
Psalm number 4 verse 7
你使我心里快乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人这里大卫这样作诗
David wrote this psalm
说你让我心里快乐
Saying you have put gladness in my heart
胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人
More than in the season that their grain and wine increased.
那什么叫做丰收五谷新酒
What does it mean more than in the season that their grain and wine increased?
以现在来讲就是物质生活水准
In other words, an increase in your standard of living.
所以神如果让我们心里快乐
So if God can put gladness in our hearts,
虽然你物质生活水准很普通
Even if you have a very mediocre standard of living,
但是你心灵那个满足会超过他们
But your satisfaction will increase.
这个是真的
This is true.
那神怎么让我们心里快乐呢
God, How does God make our heart glad?
所以罗马书的十四章里说圣灵中的喜乐
Romans chapter 14 speaks of the joy in the Holy Spirit
所以我们想想看我们第一次得圣灵的时候什么感觉
Let's remember back to the first time we received the Holy Spirit
你第一次得圣灵的时候你不是很想要祷告吗
Remember how we really really wanted to pray when we first received the Holy Spirit
那祷告完了心里很满足
And we were fully satisfied in our hearts afterwards
所以这个就是喜乐的来源
This is the source of joy.
就是信仰越长进，你会越喜乐。
The more you grow in your faith, the greater joy you will experience.
因为你信仰越长进，你的神的灵越充满你，你内心越满足，你就没无所求了。世界我无所求。
Because the more you increase in faith, and the more God will be in you, then you will feel like you don't want anything else in this world.
你可以坐在那里享受一个很漂亮的太阳下山的景色。
You may be sitting there enjoying the beautiful sunset.
你心里充满着感谢。
And your heart is filled with
gratefulness. 感谢神创造这么美一个太阳下山。
Thank God for creating such beautiful sunset.
但是有一天你没有看到这个太阳下山，你也过得很好。
But one day, what if you don't see that sunset? You can still live well.
因为我们过得很好，不是看到那个太阳下山。
We live well not because we can see the sunset.
是因为神住在我里面。
But because God is living in us.
那你就很满足了。
Then you can be satisfied.
所以这个外面的祝福有很好，没有也没有关系。
So external blessings are good to have, but it's also fine not to have.
真的，你得到自由了。
Then you are free.
哦，这是哦。信仰长进的一个很重要的喜乐。
So this is a joy that comes with maturity in your faith.
另外一个。
Now one something else.
当我们信仰开始进步。
When our faith begins to improve.
我们会发现啊，人生最快乐一件事情是什么
？We will realize what is the most happiest thing in our lives.
是在谈论神。
Is when we are talking about God.
我想诸位有没有这个有没有这个体验
？Has any of us had such an experience?
哦，你如果开始在谈论房地产。
When you begin to talk about real estate,
有的人说啊，太可惜了，当初房地产这么低的时候，我怎么没有买？
Some people will say, "Oh, it's such a shame that I didn't buy anything when the real estate prices were lower."
啊，那有的说太可惜了，当初房地产这么低，我就卖掉了。
And some people say, "It was such a shame I sold my property when the prices were low."
哦，那你如果谈论股票
，and if you talk about the stock market,
总是有人讲，哎呀，昨天股票这么高，怎么我没有卖？
Some people will say, "Well, the stock prices were higher yesterday. How come I didn't sell it then?"
所以世界上啊，没有一件事情你谈的会让你很高兴。
So in this world, there really isn't anything that you can discuss that makes you happy.
有的人一早上起来就听新闻。
Some people will wake up and the first thing they do is listen to the news.
请问你听了20分钟的新闻？
I ask if you listen to 20 minutes of news.
有几个好消息
How many pieces of good news do you hear?
不是伊拉克几个被杀死吗
？If it's not about the number of deaths in Iraq.
不是这政府的高官怎么去遮盖吗
？Then it's about some kind of conspiracy in the high government.
所以这个新闻里面哦，没有几个好消息。
So there really is no good news in the news.
为什么
？Why?
新闻是人造的。
Because news is created by man.
人有问题。
There's problems with man. 所以
人能够造什么好心
So how can we create good news?
但是当我们在谈论神
But when we speak of God,
那就不一样了
Then it's different.
好，我们现在看约翰一书
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰一书 First John.
First John.
约翰一书第一章第四节
Chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰一书第一章第四节
First John chapter 1 verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐可以充足。这里约翰说：“我将这个话写给你们，让你的喜乐可以充足。”
Here John says that, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
哇，那到底是什么话这么有力量？我的喜乐可以充足。
So what does he write that their joy may be full?
什么叫充足
？What does it mean to be full?
充足就是百分之百。
To be full means it's 100%.
你的心已经没有再有一个空虚不满足了。
That there is no room for dissatisfaction in your heart.
那这些话是什么？
So what does this mean?
第三节
Verse 3.
我将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的这里在讲两种的团契
Here it speaks of two fellowships.
这里说我们是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的
Talks about the fellowship between the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们跟神有团契
We have fellowship with God.
那另外一个
In the second type?
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们相交。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you may also have fellowship with us.
就是信徒之间的相交。
So it's a fellowship between members.
那这个相交、这个团契到底在做什么
？So what are these this fellowship consist of?
就是将所看见、所听见的传给你们。
It consists of speaking of what we have seen and heard.
那看见什么、听见什么
？What have they seen and heard?
第一节。
Verse 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。第二节。
2.
这个生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将远父同在显现给我那永远生命传给你们。这里说生命之道。
So here it says the word of life.
这个是无形的。
This is something that's invisible.
但是为什么说他是所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过呢？
Why do they say it's something that they have seen and heard and touched with their hands?
因为这生命已经显现出来。
Because this life has been manifested.
这个就是耶稣基督。
And the life is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣来世界上。
Jesus Christ came into this world.
门徒看他行神迹。
The apostles saw him perform miracles.
门徒听他讲道理。
Apostles heard him preach the gospel.
门徒摸过他，感受他身上的能力。
The apostles experienced the power that came from him.
体验过他的恩典。
They experienced his grace.
然后把这一些对主从主耶稣所看见、所听见、所摸到的告诉别人。
And they share to others what they have seen and heard and experienced.
这个叫做团契。
And that is fellowship.
那这样你的喜乐就可以满足。
Then their joy may be full.
所以有时候我们在教会里面啊。
So sometimes when we are in church.
哇，听到一个信徒讲很好的见证。
We may hear very good testimony.
哦，他头脑里面绕了好几千呢。
And so your head is full.
有一次我听一个信徒在见证。
I remember once hearing a member testify.
他属的地方是一个祈祷所。
And he was speaking about a prayer house.
他住的地方只是一个祈祷所。
So where he lives is only has a prayer house.
他说教会要缺乏椅子，他就用$300去买椅子。
And he realized that the church was lacking in chairs, so he spent $300 to buy new chairs.
那教会没有什么钱，他也没有叫教会补他。
And since the church didn't have much money, he didn't ask for reimbursement.
过得不久。
But not long after.
他家的屋顶要漏水，要修屋顶。
He found the roof in his house was leaking, so he needed to bring a contractor to fix it.
请人来估价。
So he brought someone to come with an estimate.
1500块。
And they said it's $1,500.
屋顶修完之后。
After they fixed the roof.
那个人说：“我跟你收1200块。”
The person said, "I'll just take $1,200."
那这个信徒说：“那你不是跟我讲1500块吗？”
So the member asked, "Didn't you estimate saying it was going to be $1,500?"
那个人说：“我也不知道怎么样，我就是想跟你收1200块。”
And so the guy responded saying, "I really don't know why, but I just only want to take $1,200."
我当我听到这个见证啊，我在我头脑里面绕了好几天。
So after hearing this testimony, I thought of and thought about this testimony.
这个见证从那个青年讲出来，我可以感受到他对神的那种摸到那种活神啊，那一种感觉。
Hearing this testimony, I can feel this youth and his experience with the living God.
我听了也很受感动。
So I was greatly moved hearing the testimony.
真的没有一个爱神的人到最后是吃亏的。
Because no one will fall short because of their love of God.
那当我们这样讲出来。
When we speak of this test,
听的人也可以感受到神的能力，神的恩
典。Those who hear will be able to experience God's power and grace.
我们的心就哇活泼起来，我们信仰就活泼起来。
Then our faith will come alive.
那有时候我们在听一篇很好的道理。
Sometimes when we listen to a good sermon,
哇，这怎么好
？Then we think this is so good.
是圣灵感动的。
Because we're moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们在床上在听，在想。
So even at night when we're lying in our beds, we'll think about it.
我记得有一个长老。
Remember there was once an elder.
最后一篇讲到就是神的爱。
His last sermon was about God's love.
在一个灵恩会里面。
During a spiritual convocation.
他说他准备那一篇道理啊，昨天晚上整晚没有睡。
He said he did not sleep the previous night because he was preparing the sermon.
为什么没有睡
？Why didn't he sleep?
因为他在准备那个道，神的爱好像。他在念圣经节的那个圣经节一句一句重复在他心里面跑出来。
He said as he was preparing the sermon, he felt God's love and how each of the verses kept coming back into his head.
天父的爱感动他整晚没有睡觉。
God's love moved him so much that he couldn't sleep.
所以当一个人很深入的去被神的话感动的时候。
When a person is truly moved by the word of God.
那一种满足你在这地上真的找不到。
That kind of satisfaction cannot be found in this world.
所以为什么主耶稣说玛利亚选择上好的福分。
So why did Jesus say that Mary has chosen the better gift?
因为她选择听主耶稣的话。
The better portion because she has chosen to listen to the word of God.
主耶稣的话就是灵就是生命。
God's word is spirit and life.
所以他的话进到我们里面。
When his word enters us,
我们灵得到满足。
Then our spirit will be satisfied.
他的话进到我们里面。
When his word enters us,
我们生命活泼。
Then we will come alive in our faith.
所以这个是我们人生一个最大的喜乐的泉源。
And that is one of the greatest sources of joy in our lives.
每一次我们看信徒在数算神的恩典。
When we hear a member speak of God's blessings,
不但他自己很喜乐，我们听得也很感动。
The person is not the only one happy because as listeners, we are also joyful.
神的恩典真的是够我们用。
God's grace is truly sufficient for us.
一直当我们信仰一直在进步。
When our faith continues to improve,
我们有圣灵中的喜乐。
We will feel spiritual joy.
我们信仰一直在进步。
When our faith improves,
我们不会被罪捆绑。
Then we will no longer be bound by sin.
我们信仰一直在进步。
When our faith improves,
我们心里很平安。
then we will have peace in our hearts.
这个就是我们的享受。
And that is our enjoyment.
所以为什么腓立比书说喜乐会增加？
So why does the book of Philippians say that our joy will increase?
因为信仰一直在进步。
Because our faith continues to improve.
那我们信仰越进步，越体会到在主里这种喜乐，你就越发现神对我很重要。
The more our faith improves, the more we realize the importance of having God in our lives.
为什么？
Why?
父母会离去。
Because our parents may pass away.
兄弟朋友会分散。
Our siblings and our friends may depart.
孩子会搬开。
Children may move away.
配偶会离开。
Our spouse may leave us.
但是神不离开。
But God will never leave us.
只有神会住在我们里面。
Only God will live inside of us.
一直到你活完你的一生。
Until the day that you end your life.
所以这么宝贵的一个神。
So this precious God.
带给我们满足，带给我们喜乐。
Has given us satisfaction and joy.
我们有这样的体验。
We have this experience.
我们一生一定会抓住它，不会放掉。
For our entire lives, we will grasp on to Him and never let go.
那我们的信仰就非常的稳固。
And then our faith will be grounded.
所以腓立比书告诉我们。
The book of Philippians tells us.
如果我们信仰要成长。
That if we want our faith,
我们喜乐要增加。
If we want to increase our joy.
我们的信仰要进步。
Then we need to improve our faith.
要让神的国在我们内心实现。
So that God's kingdom can take place in our hearts.